Let's talk about your education. The first school you attended.
The first school I attended was Horace Mann Junior High School at 10th and Boston. And I couldn't have a bicycle because it was too dangerous for me to get from where we lived over to school on a bicycle. We lived on South Main by that time, across from J.E. Crosby's mansion. They said, you can't have a bicycle, it's just too dangerous.
Because you were crossing a busy...
Crossing 15th and crossing Boston to get to school. My mother just thought there was too much traffic. And they knew how to nail me down. She said, now, Johnny, if you want to spend your bank account for a bicycle, you may do so. They knew Johnny was not going to spend her money down in the bank for a bicycle. Consequently, I didn't have a bicycle till I was grown.
How old were you then when they...
Oh, I was probably 10 or 12.
And where did you get your money for that bank account?
Oh, my. Well, I hesitate to tell this, but of course, all the men of our family were in the oil field. We had a great big basement under our house and a washing machine with a wringer on it. Mm-hmm. So naturally, all those clothes were shed, were brought to Tulsa on the weekends when they were home, and were washed. Well, that long underwear was fastened with buttons, and many of those buttons came off in the washing machine.
In the wringer?
In the wringer, yeah. So I was paid 1 cent for every button that I sold on that long underwear. That was how I made my first million.
Tell him about the Lila Lindsay School, where you went to
grammar
school.
Well, Tulsa changed its school system around, and they started having junior high schools when I was in about the fourth or fifth grade. So I didn't go to Horace Mann School anymore. I went to Riverview, which was over on Frisco. Lila D. Lindsay was an Indian lady that had plenty of money. She gave the land for that school over there. Big area. They built that school there, and then she also gave the land in the park over there, Owen Park, where they moved the first house that was built in Tulsa, which I know nothing about. It was just an old log house in Owen Park. That's up north near the Tulsa Country Club.
Denver, Edison.
And also Kennedy's. They had a farm, and they would have a pioneer picnic every year and invite all the old citizens to come to this picnic where they would reminisce and take pictures, you know, just have a general good time. There's a memorial stone there in the park, and it has on it the names of some of the early citizens, and John H. McAllister is one of the names on that stone.
So this school...
Oh, the school. Well, some of these big wigs around town here decided that they'd rather have I wouldn't know how to classify it. Fancier name for the school, anyway. So they changed the name from Lindsay School to Riverview. That's all torn down now. It was over there on Frisco.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was Riverview School, and they've torn that all down now.
Yeah, there is a Riverview School in town. I don't know if that's the same.
Well, it's not the same one, because they've torn that area all down. And Mrs. Lindsay died on the charity of the Presbyterian Church.
She had a lot of money, but she lost it all. What happened?
People just conned old ladies, you know, out of money. I remember when she died, Mother took me out of school to attend the funeral, of course, at the First Presbyterian Church. She thought that was an important thing in Tulsa history, was the demise of Lila D. Lindsay.
Lila.
Isn't that charitable place over there?
Lindsay House.
They've got an old apartment house over there across from where the Coliseum used to be. Okay. Presbyterian Church has taken that as a haven for mamas that husbands leave them with little kids and are generally in a bad fix. It's called the Lindsay House, after Mrs. Lindsay.
Elementary, then, and junior high school.
I went to Horace Mann School for junior high school and then to Tulsa High School, and I graduated in 32. One episode there was, I was not a child that stayed around in the house and learned to cook and do all that good stuff. So when I went to high school, Mother went to the lady who was the head of the home economics department and said, I want Johnny to take cooking. In those days, you spent one semester in cooking and one semester in sewing. Mother said, Johnny can learn to sew at home, but I want her to learn to cook at school. So Miss Firth let us do it. I never did take sewing at school. I took the cooking. But my brother always said, if Johnny'd get married, Mother'd have to go with her to do the cooking.
So even though you were taught how to cook, that was something you weren't interested in?
That just wasn't my thing. I'd rather have a tennis racket in my hand.
Okay. And what year did you graduate again from
32.
High school? 1932. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about in Tulsa, stores downtown Tulsa.
Oh, yes.
Where would the kids go?
Well, along Main Street, there were lots of small shops that had reasonable prices. There was shoe stores where you could get a flashy-looking little pair of shoes for $3.95, you know, places like that.
You remember the names of any of those stores?
That was Chandler's. They were right there along on Main Street. Then right nearby was Leslie's Seidenbach store. My mother was a great customer of Seidenbach. In fact, that's where she bought my riding clothes.
Your riding clothes?
Horseback riding. They kept a horse at one of the riding stables here in town for
Your
me.
Your parents did?
Uh-huh. I had black and white check jodhpur trousers and white linen jodhpur trousers. Then the kind of pants that buttoned on the leg. And I had knee-high boots and the jodhpur boots, a red felt jacket, and a little red jockey cap. That was my outfit.
Now you looked pretty classy there, didn't you?
I looked pretty good. I gave that outfit to the museum, I think, and they put it on a figure out there for a while.
Was there competitive riding?
No, a lot of the families enjoyed riding.
And where was the horse kept? Do you remember
the
location?
Well, it was called Burgess Stables. It was way down there on Riverside Drive. It must have been around 51st or 61st, someplace way down there.
Way out in the country.
Oh, yeah. When my dad would take me down there for me to go riding, there was a colored man who was in charge of the place. He would get old Billy saddled up and bring him out, and he'd get on him. And then he'd make him kind of stand up on his back legs, you know, trying to scare me. So I think, anyway, then he would get off, and I would go. I just wandered around over the country roads. One of my main routes was 41st Street past Bullwood. Mr. Bowles was interested in horses. They had a barn and a riding ring down there. I just wandered in there one day without permission. So the man in charge there came out and asked me what was going on, and I told him I was just having a little horseback ride. For some reason, he was particularly kind, so ever after that, that was part of my route. I would ride around the Bullwood riding ring. Of course, they carried that horse to the country, and I rode it at will.
You played tennis, too.
I loved tennis. Helen Wills Moody was one of my star players. And then there was a man, I forgot what his name was. But I never have gotten over loving tennis.
Did you play for the school, for Tulsa Central?
No, I never did. I just played in the summertime, just at the camp. We had tournaments.
Do you remember people in high school or around that era, 1932, of anybody that you were friends with?
No, not particularly. I still have my Tom Tom. That was the name of our yearbook, the Tom Tom. If I look through it, well, I recall some of these people.